Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival. Very glad to be here with Tiffany Haddish. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, actually.
Grand rising, darling.
Grand rising.
We woke up today. We're winning.
Okay, so you're here for a role, a dramatic role, in the new Paul Schrader movie called The Card Counter.
Yes.
Where you play Lalinda.
Lalinda.
Which is a gorgeous name, by the way.
Thank you.
And you are like a kind of a broker of, you look for good, talented poker players.
Exactly.
To finance, not with your money.
Not with my money, with somebody else's money. I got investors, and then I'm looking for good poker players. You know, I feel like she's kind of like a pimp or an agent.
She's a pimp without the sex part.
Yeah, yes. A sex-free pimp. But there is some sex.
But, you know, your character is really vibrant and very funny in a very dramatic situation. But it's not, I mean, you're light. You bring lightness, but you're not cheap. You're not easy. I mean, there are layers of deepness in your character too. And did you know anything about the world of poker before shooting the film?
Yes, I knew a little bit about it. I have quite a few friends that are professional poker players. So, and it's funny, before I went to film the film, before I went to go shoot, I was talking to some of those friends and I was asking them about, you know, their representatives, and they were like, oh, they're slimy, and they like introduced me to a couple of them. I'm like, oh, I am definitely not going to play Lalinda like any of these guys. But I had a better understanding of how that world works.
But so, when you work with Paul Schrader this time, did he ask you to be yourself, or did he give you some specific indications for playing the role?
He gave me some specific indications for playing the role, and, you know, was on me about pulling back. Like, you know, I got a big personality. So to tone that down to a certain extent, but then like push on this thing, you know, it was a lot of adjustments that were made. Yeah.
You said that in one interview that this role for you was like she was like a vulture or an owl.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because she was like watching her prey, right? She watched everybody, watch how they play, watch how they move. She was able to figure out that, you know, Willa tells he was counting cards. She knew that he was very good at what he does because she studied him, right? Vultures, owls, you know, eagles, although they study their prey. And then they get them, right? They swoop in. And that's what I did. I was sitting over there just watching. And then I came in, swooped in. Hello.
Hello.
You know, come and get my prey.
And then Lalinda came.
And then Lalinda did come.
Listen, you're a comedy actress most of your career.
Right.
How easy was to switch into drama? If it was not even a switch, I don't know.
It's way easier. I think it's way easier. It feels a little boring to me sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, to do drama sometimes is boring because, you know, in comedy, you have to use certain devices, right? You use the cadence of your voice, your hand movements, the way you move your face, gestures, and all these things so that, at least for me anyways, I want my comedy to transcend past language barriers, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody might not understand what I'm saying, but they know it's funny. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know the comedy is there. You might not know exactly what those words are, but you can see that it's funny. In drama, well, it's more still.
It's more
getting your point across with the words and the emotion, but not so much face, not so much, you know.
Yeah, it's more inside.
It's more inside, and you let people come in, right? As opposed to emoting out. So, that's way easier.
But actually, you look very comfortable in it.
I am very comfortable. I mean, when I'm in regular life, that's what I do, right? Yeah. I'm very chill. I'm very comfy, and I'm serious. I am a serious person, but I do like to have fun, much like Lalinda likes to have a little fun.
But she's hard. But she's there.
Yeah.
She's on. One last question. Which is your favorite Paul Schrader film?
Cat People.
Oh, God, you're right.
It's my favorite.
Why?
I don't think it's his favorite, but it's my favorite. And I'm always bringing it up because it was the first time. Okay, first of all, it was the first time that I saw a woman. I was a kid. So it was the first time I saw a woman be beautiful and transform into something black. That meant a lot for a little black girl. Like, oh, she transformed into this. And they were talking about Africa, and they were talking about different things. And then they got really weird, but really weird and kind of scary. But when I saw her turn into a black cat, that to me was like, I don't know why it was such a big deal for me. But it was, and it still is.
But it was actually a fascinating film, and she was so gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Both as a cat and as a woman.
Yeah, at both. And it was my first time seeing nipples through a dress. She was wearing that white t-shirt, her nipples was coming through. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, I've never seen that before.
So you were enlightened by it.
I was definitely enlightened, and I was like, oh, you can walk around. Then I started seeing it all the time, you know? But I was like, that would open my mind. And then I watched everything that he did from that point on. And that was like in 89
or something, yeah.
89. I just know that I was young. I was one. Okay, maybe I was 10. But still.
Well, thanks a lot to Tiffany Haddish for being with us for the film The Card Counter by Paul Schrader at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherby for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.